Phoenix Books presents Reader's Digest's Word Power, Volume 1, 100 Challenging Words from America's Most Popular Magazine, based on the William Funk Vocabulary Building Series, with additional material written by Judith Cummings and Cecilia Fannin. This performance by Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. is copyright 2015 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 1995 Dove Audio sound recording.
Word, noun. A unit of language consisting of one or more spoken sounds or their written representation that can stand as a complete utterance or can be separated from the elements that accompany it in an utterance by other such units. Words are typically thought of as representing an indivisible concept, action, or feeling, or as having a single referent, are usually separated by spaces in writing, and are distinguished phonologically, as by accent, in many languages. Word, one of the most often used four-letter words in the English language, turns up in our everyday speaking as, "May I have a word with you?" or, "We had words again last night, so we're not speaking today." And even if those were cross words last night, that's still not the same as a crossword puzzle. And then there is word association, word book, which may be a dictionary or a libretto for an opera, word for word or verbatim, word games like anagrams or Scrabble, wording, as in, "I'm not sure that's the most effective wording," word of honor, word of mouth, word order, wordplay, and wordsmith, an expert in the use of words. Whether you're a wordsmith in the making, a word player, or someone who can never look up just one word in a dictionary, Word Power presents 101 words, one or more definitions, and an example of the word in action. The definitions are common and often intriguing, but not exhaustive. For each of the words chosen, a dictionary may have a few or even several more definitions, often less common, highly technical, or simply archaic. Once you've sampled the words from abstruse, aegis, and ardor through venue, winnow, and zeal, you may want to keep in mind the following words from Louis Neisser. Words of comfort, skillfully administered, are the oldest therapy known to man. Then again, in the words of Mark Twain, "The right word may be effective, but no word was ever as effective as a rightly timed pause." What you've just heard was a preamble. Preamble. P-R-E-A-M-B-L-E. Preamble, a noun. Introductory or preliminary statement. Somewhat too late, when the woman in the first row fell out of her seat, Clarence realized his preamble to his speech on bird calls of the canyon wren might have run a little long. Facilitate. F-A-C-I-L-I-T-A-T-E. Facilitate. Verb. To make easier, to remove impediments, as to facilitate immigration procedures. From the Latin verb facere, to do, perform, accomplish. The occupants of a building may facilitate a search of the premises by cooperating with local police investigators. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, factor, also from the Latin verb facere, is to calculate or include as a necessary element in planning, as the automobile manufacturer tries to factor in safety, comfort, and performance. Tranquil. T-R-A-N-Q-U-I-L, tranquil, an adjective, calm, quiet, peaceful, as the tranquil presence of the chaplain, from the Latin tranquillus, calm. During a rough North Atlantic crossing, the ship's passengers wished in vain for tranquil seas. Bleak, B-L-E-A-K, bleak, an adjective, from the Middle English bleaker, meaning pale. Bleak may mean bare, desolate, and windswept, as a bleak plain, or cold and piercing, raw, as a bleak wind, or depressing, dreary, without hope or encouragement, as a bleak future. A 3-mile walk across the desolate moor, buffeted by the cold, raw wind, was at best a bleak prospect. Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, dilemma. A noun, from the Greek di, meaning to, and lemma, meaning an assumption or premise. A dilemma is originally a